Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Do you ever get upset at someone and then afterwards say, "Why did I get so upset at them? Why did I say what I said?" I think we can all think about times in our life where we wish we hadn't reacted the way we did. So how do we not react when someone makes us upset? I think even when we feel justified in our behavior, later, when we're still, when we're quiet, there's part of us that wish we hadn't reacted so intensely. I do think our actions are conditioned from a very young age, and perhaps maybe even somewhat innate. I mean, think about kids. I have two kids that I love dearly. And the one thing I've noticed in them that they do, that I used to do with my sister, is when one of them does something to the other person that they feel is unjustified, they react in kind. They often do the exact same thing back to the other person. It's almost as if an eye for an eye is something we're born with. We got to get revenge. We got to get them back. It's learned at a very young age. But unfortunately, a lot of people never grow out of it. They stay stuck there. An eye for an eye. I'm going to get them when they get me. Well, let's first start off with what's wrong with that. If you're a listener right now and think, well, when they do something to me, I'm going to make sure I get them back. What's wrong with that? Well, one of the most important things that's wrong with that is we so often don't know why they did what they did. Often, I won't say always, but often, there is just a misunderstanding that has occurred. Something happened that made you upset that they did, but it was a misunderstanding. They didn't mean to hurt us, but what we do is when we hear what they said, when they did what they did, we want to hurt them back. And we don't really look at the reasons as to why did they do that. We just react in kind. And there's actually a pretty easy way to test this. When you're out and about, particularly with someone you may not know, let's say you're purchasing something at a store, and the clerk is being rather rude from your perspective, go ahead and just ask them, "Hey, how's your day going?" And what you may find, what I often find, is their day isn't going very well. Perhaps a previous customer was rude to them. Perhaps they just broke up with their boyfriend or their girlfriend. Perhaps their father is sick in the hospital and they're worried about them. There's a plethora of reasons why people act unkindly. And I think if we can explore that, that's helpful because we'll begin to see that usually when someone does something to us, there is some underlying reason that has very little to do with what we did. They may have misunderstood our behavior and thought we were rude, so they were being rude back. So again, I think often when something happens, it's a misunderstanding, but when we react in kind or we react more intensely, it doesn't become a misunderstanding anymore. Something harsh has happened and they will react in kind back to us. Now you may be thinking, but Dr. Puff, I don't want people to misabuse me. I don't want people to treat me badly. And I get that. And boundaries are very important. And I think just exploring with the person who's hurting us why they did that is, in a sense, setting a boundary. It acknowledges that you say, "Hey, what you're doing right now maybe isn't that great," and then they have an opportunity to change it, to do something different. But when we do react in kind, when we are going to do the eye for an eye, I want to share two stories that really illustrate the negativity of this. What I've found over the years is that when people react in kind, when they're going to get other people, when they get them, I find that these people are very unhappy people. I remember once meeting a woman whose life was just very hard. She had so many physical ailments. She had a lot of broken relationships with her family and friends. She was really probably one of the most miserable people I'd ever met in my life. But what she told me was, she said, "When someone hurts me, I make sure I get them back." And I thought, yeah, I think you do that. But I think your life hasn't turned out well because of that. She's gone now, and I wish that she's in a much better place. But I do think when we are harsh towards others, we suffer. I mean, think about the meanest person that you know, and actually ask yourself, would you want to be that person? And I think what you'll find very quickly is no, mean people aren't happy people, and that's a pretty categorical statement. Mean people really have unhappy lives. And we're listening to this podcast so we can have happy lives. So let's not choose a path of being mean. And here's another story. When I was in graduate school and going to Princeton, I had the opportunity to spend a summer in the Middle East. And back then, like now, there was a lot of trouble going on there. And when I was in Lebanon, I spent some time talking to the different groups that were there. And whether they were Jews, whether they were Christians, or whether they were Muslims, they all told me the same thing. They killed my father, they killed my uncle, they killed my sister, and we're going to get them back. But the problem with that is, and it's understandable, because when someone kills someone that you love, you want revenge. But the problem with that is, they've been fighting this way for 1,000 years, off and on. I mean, it's a very long war that's been going on in the Middle East, and who knows when it's going to end. Forgiveness, letting go of our anger, is what leads towards a peaceful, beautiful life. Hanging on to our anger causes us to live in misery forever. It just never goes away if we don't let go of things. So how do we do this? When we're out and about with our family, with our friends, when we're interacting with our spouse, with our girlfriend, with our boyfriend, and they do something that makes us upset, what do we do? How do we not lash out at them? It's actually very simple, and I like things simple because then in that heated moment, it's easy to decide what to do. So no matter in what situation we're in, when someone else or some situation makes us upset, what we do is instead of focusing on what they did, we focus in on why are we upset? What inside of us is causing us to be upset? And a lot of it is looking at, okay, I am feeling upset right now. Why am I upset? I know we feel justified in being upset, but the truth is there is probably someone on this planet who would be in that exact same situation who wouldn't be upset. We all know that. And this isn't to judge ourselves. It's again to learn. It's to learn that, oh, I don't necessarily have to be upset right now, but there's something that I'm doing that's causing me to be upset. What am I doing? What am I doing? Not what are they doing? But what am I doing that's making me feel upset in this situation? I mean, because we know that. We can be at a restaurant, and the waiter can be rude to everybody, and the only person that gets upset is one person in the whole restaurant. Or we can be driving, and we can see that rude driver cut lots of people off, but only one person honks and honks and honks at them. We've all seen that. I remember the first time I went to New York City when I was in graduate school. I was waiting at the toll roads to go underneath the tunnel to get into the city, and there were two motorists vying for the position to the toll road. And they started honking at each other. They started screaming at each other. They literally got out of their cars and had a fist fight over who had a right to get to that place first. I'd not seen that before. Because I was from the Midwest. And I just hadn't quite seen anything like that before. But that doesn't happen very often. We all know that. But it does happen. And sometimes it may even happen with us. We may get so angry sometimes that we feel like lashing out. But here's what we do instead. First, we don't do anything. What we do is we look at ourselves. We say, okay, what am I feeling inside first? I'm perhaps feeling very angry. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling like doing something back to them or just I'm upset. So then say, well, why am I upset? What's going on inside of me that makes me upset? Because again, not everyone in this situation would be upset by this. And even if most people would be, I don't want to be. I want to make sure that I set healthy boundaries, which is what I'm going to ultimately do if it is a dysfunctional situation. I'm going to set healthy boundaries. But mostly what I'm going to focus on is how do I make sure that I'm responding in a loving, kind way back to the situation? I mean, boundaries really can be loving and kind because we don't allow them to hurt us. And if we don't allow people to hurt us, we're helping them. Because remember my earlier premise is that people that are mean have bad lives. So if we don't let people be mean to us, we're actually being kind to them. And also by not reacting to their behavior, but by setting boundaries, if we need to, we're going to create a very good situation. But mostly what we do is we say, okay, what inside of me is making me upset here? And how do I not get so upset? Because normally we don't have to. We don't have to be upset most of the time. Most of the time, it's a misunderstanding. Sometimes we're tired, we're exhausted, we're at the end of our rope. And what we need to do is take care of ourselves, slow down and say, okay, I know I'm feeling upset right now by what that person just did, but I don't need to react. I just need to get away from the situation. I need to take a breath. I need to pause and say, I don't have to be upset here. we can actually, once we start doing this, change our responses so that not only are we not suppressing our feelings, we're not actually having them. We're not feeling upset anymore, because not everyone gets upset in the exact same situation. We react very differently to things. When we learn to not react, when we learn to express our feelings in loving ways, I mean, acknowledge what they are, but then find healthy ways of expressing them, like going for a walk, going to the gym, calling up a friend and say, you know, this just happened and I just need to talk about it. But what we don't do is we don't lash out on the other person. We focus on what inside of us do we need to change, and not be the eye for an eye. Because when we go down that path, it's a dark path. It's a painful path. But instead, if we start saying, I can control one thing here. I can control my response. And what is my response here? What am I feeling inside? And how do I work towards changing it? How do I make sure that, one, I take care of myself and I don't put myself in situations if they are negative? But mostly what I do is I look at, why am I upset? I don't have to be. So why am I? So it's a shift. It's a shift from what we've done most of our lives, which is focusing on what they're doing wrong and how we want to react to it. It's a shift to, why am I upset? What's happening inside of me that's causing me to be upset? And then what do I need to change inside of me? What are my thoughts that are feeding this, that are causing me to be angry, upset, sad? And then if we shift that and we say, oh, if I looked at it this way, if I said, okay, this really has nothing to do with me, then we can shift it. Or we can say, oh, I actually made a mistake. I can see where they're mad at me. There's so many ways we can change things when we focus on what we need to do differently. And sometimes, as I said, the main thing we're going to do is just leave the situation. This person is acting inappropriately, and there's really nothing I can do to change that. So what I can do is I can leave, because I don't want to put myself in situations where people abuse me. Now, I do know there's times where you can't get away from it. You know, we're in a situation where it's very challenging and there's not much we can do. But by not reacting, what will happen is all of a sudden, with time, things will start opening up to us and we'll see we do have some options. We always have some options. There's a lot of power in not reacting to another person. It makes them think about their behavior, because when we react back to them in kind, it's almost like they think about what we did wrong, we think about what they did wrong, and the cycle just continues over and over again. Let me use an example. I work with couples that are in abusive situations. One person is being physically or emotionally abusive to the other. But normally what happens is they're both playing that dance. I mean, one takes it way too far and is acting completely inappropriately. But the other person participated in it. They usually said things that provoked the other person, that made the other person react inappropriately, but they did say things. So when I teach them to not do that, then when the dust settles, instead of thinking about what they did wrong and knowing that that caused a response, they don't think about that. They think, well, I didn't really do anything wrong, and they were rude or they were inappropriate, so it may be time for me to leave the situation. But why they tend to stay in situations like that, because I know a lot of us can't understand why a person would stay with an abusive person. Often they stay because they realize that they are participating in that. Obviously not at the same level as the abuser, but they're still participating. And if they stop participating, it's much easier for them just to walk away from it. When we engage with that behavior, we later think about what we did wrong. We tend to be very hard on ourselves. That's the rule. We are hard on ourselves. So by not reacting to others, we do better, because then there's nothing to criticize ourselves for. No matter what people do to us, the person that we're always harshest on is ourselves, because we know what we did. There can be a lot of reasons what they did, but we know what we did. So if we learn not to react, setting boundaries, of course, but not reacting, and instead looking at ourselves and saying, why is this causing me to be upset? How is my ego getting caught up in this? And we listen to all the different podcasts. We learn how to diminish our egoic involvement. We learn how to diminish our attachments, our fears, our desires, and we live far more in the present. And we live in the present through there really isn't much to react to. It's more of an observing. Oh, that person's upset. It's just, you observe it. You don't necessarily have to participate in it because you're not having all the stories that go along with it. They were wrong. I need to get them back. I mean, it's a very young thing that we learn that we're supposed to grow out of. But sadly, a lot of people never grow out of it. But we're listening to this podcast, so we're going to grow out of it. And the best way to do that is by, instead of focusing on what they did wrong, let's focus on why are we upset. Really look at it and say, well, what could I do differently? How could I think differently? How could I react differently not to be so upset? I'm not encouraging us to be marshmallows and have people walk on us. Boundaries are amazing and great. But I am encouraging us to focus on why am I upset and stop focusing on what they're doing wrong. And also say, how could I not be upset even if they continue to do this behavior? What can I do differently not to be upset in this situation? I know there's going to be exceptions to the rules. I know we can all come up with horrible stories, but mostly, and I do mean mostly, there's much we can do not to be upset. Lots of people wouldn't be upset where we're being upset. And even if lots of people were to be upset, as long as one person on the planet wouldn't be upset in this situation, then it's a possibility for us. And let's move in that direction of not being upset. Let's not let other people ruin our lives. We're here to have beautiful lives. And the way to do that is by focusing on us and making sure that we are in a place that's peaceful, that's happy, living beautiful lives in the present moment, right now. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you would like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.